Sugar Trade. Pamphlet about the sugar trade, written by John Ashley, plantation owner, Barbados. 2nd October 1733, National Archives reference, TS24/3/111. The Preface. The following piece is intended to show the encumbrances and charges that remain on the sugar trade since the passing of the late Act for the better securing and encouraging the trade of His Majesty's sugar colonies in America, and also to compare the advantages we may reap by that Act with those which we yet stand in need of, and thereby manifest the necessity there is for some further relief. The first and most material point aimed at is that of a direct exportation of our sugars from the plantations to foreign ports. This advantage the French have had over us these 7 years, which has improved their trade and plantations to a great degree, whilst we are visibly declining for want of a more extensive vent of our produce. The reasons for this are herein plainly set forth, and it is here also demonstrated that the French planter gains over and above the English planter at foreign markets, from 20% to 50% on his prime cost by this very single article, which vast difference must, in a short time, leave them masters of the sugar trade, without some speedy regulation. The next point is that of the duty of 3 shillings 6 pennies per hundredweight upon importation into Great Britain, which, upon coarse sugar, is now become a most heavy duty, since the want of a direct exportation, together with the great quantities imported, have brought the price down to much less than it can possibly be made for, without regarding the interest on the value of the planter's land and stock, so that that stock and quantity of sugar made, together with the British navigation and power, must dwindle and abate before a living price can be had under such circumstances. If it should be thought proper to take off any part of these high duties, an equivalent is here proposed. A comparison is also made between these high charges and the duty of 4.5% paid in Barbados and the Leeward Islands, though not in Jamaica. Then the consumption of rum by the inhabitants of Great Britain and Ireland is briefly recommended. And, in the conclusion, a method of redress as to the direct exportation of sugar is pointed out. Some of the gentlemen factors and officers of the customs and others may perhaps at first view apprehend some disadvantages from what is here offered, but it is submitted to all well wishers to their country whether the 2 points herein aimed at may not be greatly advantageous to His Majesty's subjects in general, and not in the least prejudicial in any respect whatsoever. The sugar trade, with the encumbrances thereon, laid open. As the sugar commerce is now justly looked upon to be one of the most beneficial branches of trade that belongs to Great Britain, I think I can do no less at this juncture to serve my country than to lay open the remaining encumbrances on that trade in as plain a manner as I am able, and to hint at some methods for a further relief.